I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Big weekend for football, of course. More on that in a couple minutes. But it was also a big weekend for track and field. The starting gun firing Saturday night in front of a sold-out crowd at the Reggie Lewis Center here in Boston for the 18th annual New Balance Indoor Meet. Here Now's Alex Ashlock was there. Now he's here in the studio. Alex, quite a night.
It was a great night and really a great weekend, as you said, Robin. On Saturday, the USA Cross Country Championships held out in St. Louis. I was here watching those races online. 39-year-old Dina Castor.
Yeah. 39-year-old, what'd she do?
She finished third in the women's race there and qualified for the World Cross Country Championships in March. There was also another big indoor meet at the Armory in New York City on Saturday. Some high school athletes there posting the fastest times of the year in their events. But here in Boston, all eyes were on another high school whiz kid. Her name is Mary Kane.
Now, you've told us about her. She's 16. She's from Bronxville, New York. And she's having an incredible season.
Unbelievable. She's already set two American high school records, or had already set two American high school records, even before this weekend. Saturday night, she ran the fastest ever indoor 2 mile by a high school girl, 9:38. She did that in a race that also featured a three-time Olympic champion, Tirunesh Dibaba. Kane admitted she was a bit starstruck.
It was a lot of fun. It was cool having her like next to me on the line and everything, and I was kind of laughing to myself when I went out, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm beating an Olympian for like 2 seconds. This is really cool. But it was really an honor to run against her. That was amazing. It was amazing to be in the same race.
She certainly didn't run like she was starstruck, though, Robin. She finished third in this race, which Dibaba won, as everyone expected her to. Kane will be back on another big stage this coming Saturday at the Millrose Games in New York City.
Boy, I'm still trying to do the math. Fastest ever indoor 2 mile by high school, 9:38. That's like
4:15-ish.
That's amazing. So all of us will keep our eyes on Mary Kane. What about the men's races Saturday night?
The big race there, the 3,000 meters. It featured two Olympic medalists, Galen Rupp from Oregon and Ethiopian Dejan Gebra Meskel. But Robin, once again, another youngster stole the show here, 18-year-old Hagos Gebrewat. He's also from Ethiopia. He won this race in 7:32. Galen Rupp right behind. But Robin, I have to say, Galen Rupp is running some of the fastest times an American has ever run this winter. He ran a 3:50 mile a week ago at Boston University here, and Saturday night also in Boston, he ran a 3,000 meters that was only a second off the American record.
Well, amazing, and I think you probably hold the theory, others do, that this could be because he's being coached by Alberto Salazar.
Yeah.
You're a runner yourself and a fan. He's, of course, the great marathoner from the 80s. He's also coaching Mary Kane. Great year for him.
He's having a great year as well.
Well, what is he saying about them?
It was really interesting because Salazar, when he was a runner, was so well known for pushing himself harder than anyone else. He just refused to be beaten. He did this to the point of nearly dying in a couple of races, a priest basically giving him last rites after the Falmouth Road Race on Cape Cod back in the 70s. He said something interesting. He said he's trying to keep the pressure off Kane and Rupp.
So I told him, Mary, I don't care what your time is today. I just want you to compete, do the best that you can, and we don't worry about times. I told her, same thing with Galen, you know. And every year, if you just learn to compete, I'll get you in better shape, and you'll just be competing at higher and higher levels. So that's all you got to do is just compete.
So from Alberto Salazar, we go to applause for another athlete who always performs at a high level. Tell us more about Jen Schur.
She's a pole vaulter. She won her first national title at the Reggie Lewis Center here in Boston way back in 2005. She won the gold medal in London last summer. And Saturday night, she won her event here for the sixth straight year.
It's great energy here, and it's definitely, you know, I don't think I was ready for all the nerves so soon because it seemed like the Olympics was just yesterday, but I've just gotten so much support here, and the crowd is amazing, and it's just so personal, and, you know, I just feel the energy.
So a look at this weekend's indoor track and field event, but we know what the season also is. It's marathon season. Give us a quick preview.
It should be a great marathon season. It's not an Olympic year, so the fields for all the big races will be stacked, starting with Tokyo, February 24th. Then Boston comes along on April 15th, defending champions along with American Olympians back for that race. But the really big race that I'm looking forward to is London a week after Boston. It's always fast because it's a flat course. But the field this spring is being described as the best ever.
Okay, so we'll keep our eyes ahead on that as well. Alex Ashlock, Here and Now's running authority. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay, and about half of Americans who have TVs tuned them last night to the Super Bowl, everyone else watching the Puppy Bowl. But when we come back, the ads.